Again and again, every happiness includes disappointment. So let that inform your understanding about the actual futility of spending your life moments trying to infuse happiness or find happiness or get happiness. It's guaranteed to bring a feeling of disappointment, even if you succeed. It's guaranteed to end up ultimately unsatisfying. So everybody puts great effort into garnering happiness, and everybody ends up feeling dissatisfied. But so few people figure out the equation that that clearly says. Every day is meant to be a holy day. That's only possible when the striving finally diminishes or even ends. The primary reason every day isn't felt to be a holy day by most inhabitants of this planet is because they're striving to make it a holy day, a happy day, in other words. Well, how can you be happy? How can it feel good? How can you feel satisfied in the middle of this striving? The striving itself prevents it. Yet this is the most common story there is in this country. The man and the woman who goes to work every day for 30 or 40 years and reports feeling unhappy most of the time. But why'd you go to work every day? Well, to try to make money. For what? To try to have things and enjoy myself. It doesn't work out for anybody. I'm not saying you don't have to go to work, you don't have to make money to pay the rent and buy food. I'm saying that's not the formula for happiness. That's the formula for guaranteed dissatisfaction. So it doesn't mean you stop going to work or earning a living, necessarily. It means you put your life energy, you put your attention, you make significant and important to you something other than that. Because that's just whatever it is. You may enjoy it. Some people enjoy their work. You may not enjoy it. Most people don't. But you don't have to invest your life energy into it. You don't have to experience it as what life is. You don't have to try to get something out of it other than what it naturally gives you. A living, something to do, whatever. Whatever you're getting from it, that can be enough. And even at work, even while engaged in what you have to do, your attention can be, your focus can be, what matters to you can be something else.